This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of some books? Surprisingly, they may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing Heidi Reed from Ware Library. Heidi, how are you doing?
Good. How about you?
Great. We are excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us your name and your business.
So my name's Heidi Reed, and I am the director of the Ware Library. I've been here about 17 years now, which just seems impossible, but I am not the longest employee at the library. We have someone that's pushing 50 years, so. And we are an institution here in Ware, the public library. We're downstairs, downtown at the corner of Main and Church Streets. And we have books, we have videos, we have computers for the public to use. We have lots of great things at the library.
How did you get into the business?
I have always been a reader. I literally remember the day I realized in first grade that I could read, and I was so excited. And then when I was in college, I was a work study student in the library when I was in college, and I liked that, but I didn't know quite who to ask to become a librarian, what I needed to do. So I did some other things, and then I got a part-time job clerking in a library, and I loved that. And I learned about the reference librarians and all the fun things they did every day. I love trivia. And so they got to look things up and find answers all day long. And I thought that was great. So I went to library school, got my master's in library science. I worked for a number of years in the county library system in Palm Beach County, Florida. And then I wanted to come home to Massachusetts and found my great spot here in Ware.
What are the myths and misconceptions in your industry?
I think the biggest thing is people think of the library as only books, and also who needs a librarian anymore because you can find everything on Google. But the library is a lot more things than books. We also have DVDs. We have wireless hotspots that people can check out to use to get internet access. We have public computers that people can use. A lot of people have a phone in their pocket they can use as a computer, but oftentimes they can't print. So we have a printer that people can access. And we send faxes for people. And we have story times, and we do a lot of other things. So I think people just sort of don't think about all the other great things a library can do for you.
Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
I'm a craft person. I like to quilt. And I like to crochet, and I'm happier if my hands are doing something creative and fun like that.
Can you tell us a little bit of the history behind the Ware Library?
Yes. The Ware Library is officially called the Young Men's Library Association. And people these days say, oh no, is it only for young men? But it's not. We keep that name because it's part of our history. In the 1870s, the Young Men's Debating Society in Ware was a social group. Before television, there weren't as many things to do. All of the men in the debating society decided to pool their book collections and start a little lending library. And then after that, they actually petitioned the state legislature to make their little private library into the town library. So Ware was the first library in Massachusetts. There's others now called an association library, where we're a private nonprofit corporation, but we are also the town library and get our funding from the town. So we were the first to be this unique and different kind of library. And so we honor the founders of the library with our name.
What is the one thing you wish our listeners knew about the Ware Library?
I feel like I keep saying this, but I wish people knew how many great things we're doing here. We have lots of story times. On Wednesday afternoon, we have a Lego club for the children that's very popular. We have our summer reading program coming up that's always very popular. We're starting to do more adult programming. We're hoping soon to have a program related to the eclipse that we're having coming up on April 8th. And the library does have eclipse glasses, which we're going to start giving out in mid-March, but we're going to encourage people to come to the library to get them because we figure it's one more way to have them come and see us and get them through the door. So I'm always just preaching about how great libraries are and all the wonderful things they do. I'd also like to mention we're having a book sale the first week in May. So if you don't want to check out library books, we have a great selection of books and DVDs for sale on that day, or excuse me, that week, May 6th to the 11th.
How can our listeners learn more about the Ware Library?
We have a website, www.warelibrary.org, which is O-R-G. So remember, we're not .com, we're .org. We also have a very active Facebook page that we put breaking news. So if we have a snow day or have to cancel a program or something, Facebook is the way to find us that we communicate day in and day out. We always try to put things in the Ware River News and flyers about town also. And please come visit us. We're always glad to see you.
Great. Well, Heidi, I really appreciate you being on the show. We wish you and your business the best moving forward.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.